We worship and we honor and we adore you. Thank you, Master, for a wonderful day. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
On my own, Lord, please help me do it right. Lord, I cannot do it on my own. Lord, please help me to do it right.
James chapter 1 and in verse 5. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight, we shall be looking at dimensions of wisdom. Dimensions of wisdom. The various dimensions and departments of wisdom. Our objective is just like the subject, understanding the different dimensions and departments of wisdom. Before we go there, we looked at the definitions of wisdom on Sunday, diverse definitions. But more specifically tonight, we want to give a summary of what the wisdom of God is all about. What is the wisdom of God? Number one, the wisdom of God is access to the secrets of God. When a person has access to the secrets of God, that person is said to be in touch with divine wisdom. In Job chapter 11 verse 6, he said, and that he will show thee the secrets of wisdom. The secrets of wisdom. Wisdom has to do with secrets. Job 29 verse 4. Job spoke, he said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. When the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. The secret of God is behind the making of the wise, especially the wisdom of God. Secrets make for success, and secrets make for stardom. Everywhere you see a star, he or she is connected to secrets. Everywhere you see success, it is tied to secrets. What is the wisdom of God? Number two, the wisdom of God is access to the thought process and mindset of God. Access to the thought process and mindset of God. A wise man who is wise according to the wisdom of God has access to the way God thinks, access to the way God does things. In Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 8 all the way to verse 9, he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So the ways of God, the thoughts of God. How does God think? How does God function? Accessing it is called the wisdom of God. What secrets make for success with God? Accessing that is called wisdom. Somebody say amen. Having said all of that, what are the dimensions of this wisdom? If we say a man or a woman is wise, what are the expressions? What are the dimensions? Number one is called solution provision. Wisdom, dimension number one, is solution provision. Or problem solving in bracket. A wise man, a wise person is a solution provider, a generational solution provider, is a generational problem solver. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 33, all the way to verse 37, we saw how Joseph was solving the problem of Pharaoh. And the problem of Egypt. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise. And set him over all the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and so on and so forth. You know the story. You read it all the way to the end. He was prescribing solution. And prescribing solution. Answers. He was solving problems. In Daniel chapter 5 and in verse 12. Concerning Daniel. The Bible said. For as much as an excellent spirit. And knowledge. And understanding, interpreting of dreams, that is a problem solving, showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubts. He has a way of decomplicating issues, and dissolving of doubts were found in this same Daniel. The wisdom of God will give you insight to solve your own life's problem. Am I communicating at all? Your own life's problem. What is a problem in your life currently? What is a question in your life currently? What is a situation in your life currently? The wisdom of God will cause you to know what to do about it. It will cause you to know what to do about it. And then what is the problem of your family and the situation of your community and your generation? The wisdom of God will give you access to solution provision. I prophesy upon someone here today. Everything that is a problem in your life, a situation in your life that you don't know what to do about, today, wisdom is coming your way, light is coming, and it shall be handled. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. So wisdom dimension number one is solution provision. Number two is leadership provision. Leadership provision. Providing leadership, in bracket, it is vision steering. The capacity to steer vision, the capacity to provide leadership is a dimension of wisdom. Every wise man is a natural leader, is a natural people influencer, is a natural frontliner, is a natural leader. Leadership provision. In Exodus chapter 18, verse 24 to verse 26. We saw how Moses, after he listened to the wise counsel of Jethro, his father-in-law, provided leadership for 3.5 million people in Israel, in the wilderness. He did what his father-in-law said, and then move on to verse 25. And he chose able men out of all Israel, made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all the seasons, and they had causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. He provided leadership as he received wisdom. We also already saw the leadership of Joseph in Egypt. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 2, all the way to verse 5, we saw how Joseph led the house of Potiphar until everything exploded and prospered there by the wisdom of God. In verse 21 of Genesis 39 also, we saw how Joseph organized and coordinated the prison by the wisdom of God in leadership. And you know that in Acts of the Apostles chapter 7 verse 10, the Bible speaks about how God gave Joseph favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. So wisdom causes a person to provide leadership for his generation. So what are the dimensions of wisdom? Number one is solution provision. Number two, leadership provision. Number three is creativity operation. That is operating in creativity. Creativity operation. Creativity is a dimension of wisdom. A dimension of wisdom. In Exodus chapter 28 and in verse 3. Exodus 28 and in verse 3. He said, "And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office." Spirit of wisdom is making a man to become a fashion designer, to design the high priest's cloth. In Exodus 31 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design, devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones." Wisdom, wisdom for craftsmanship. Now, in Exodus 35 and in verse 30, all the way to verse 35, we also saw, "And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the spirit of wisdom, in understanding, and in all knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass." Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So wisdom is behind creativity. Wisdom is behind innovation. Wisdom is behind craftsmanship. Anything that has to do with the work of the hands, anything that involves design, wisdom, the wisdom of God is behind it. So I want somebody here who is in the design, in the design industry, whether you are a graphic designer, whether you are a television producer or designer, whether you are a fashion, whatever it is that has to do with creativity, architect, automobile designs, aircraft designs, whatever it is that has to do with creativity, the wisdom of God is very, very relevant. And you will understand that most of the people that brought forth some of the things we see in our generation today are people anointed with the wisdom of God. When this construction was about to start, before it started, I called our architectural team in the church and I gave them the brief of what we are looking for. And they brought six designs. And out of those six designs that they brought, because I knew what I saw, I said, this particular design is the design. And then they went and then the design was brought. But there were pillars here and there. And I said, no, all these pillars here must be knocked off. It's going to be a roof without a pillar hanging anywhere. Oh, is that possible? Can it be done? Oh, yes, it can be done. It can be done. Oh, it will be very expensive to construct. Oh, yes, let God is not poor. He can pay the expense. But there shall be no pillar there. And that was what was done. And there was, and all that was knocked off. And then with solid structural engineering, it was done. And I believe that that was creativity, the creativity of God that is at work. Somebody say a loud amen. Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody say a loud most amen? I can say more, but let me not make anybody uncomfortable. But I can tell you that the creativity of God can go into all realms. Those of you who have set things to do with design, you can trust God to give you designs in the dream of the night. Design of club, design of systems, design of machines in the dream of the night. He can give you some designs and show you the secrets of wisdom, and then you can present them forth to your generation. Somebody say aloud, amen. And so that is creativity operation. Number four is invention Invention production. Producing inventions. Or generating inventions. A dimension, a department of wisdom is invention. That also involves innovations. Proverbs chapter 8 and in verse 12. Proverbs chapter 8 and in verse 12. He said, I, wisdom, I dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. Witty, wise inventions. Wisdom unravels inventions. Explores inventions. You know that David was such a wise man. The woman was talking about David, the woman that brought home Absalom. I'm sure you remember that woman. In 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 20, he said, my Lord, and he said, to fetch about this form of speech, has thy servant Joab done this thing? And my Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all the things that are in the earth. So, David's wisdom was being compared with the wisdom of an angel of God. And David operated in the realm of inventions. In 1 Chronicles chapter 23 and in verse 5, David told us of his own invention. He said, moreover, 4,000 were potters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, which I invented, which I manufactured, said David, to praise therewith. David was not only an instrumentalist. He wasn't just a choir director. He wasn't just a songwriter. He wasn't just a musician. He wasn't just a singer. He was an inventor of music equipment. And that is a dimension of wisdom. And I'm sure you are aware that statistics shows that 99% of inventions from the world came from anointed minds. Anointed minds, fertilized minds, minds that have been touched by the Spirit of God. I'm sure you are aware that 8 over 10 of the topmost universities, where most inventions will come out from and patents will come out from, like Harvard and Cambridge and Oxford, are all church-based and Christian-based universities. Am I communicating at all? They were founded by the body of Christ, by the church of Jesus Christ, and they became centers that produce so much inventions and things for the world. So the realm of invention is the realm of wisdom. I prophesy to someone here today, God will use you to bring something into existence that was not there before. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. That is what invention is all about. Bringing into existence that which did not exist for the purpose of solving problems. So they said necessity is the mother of invention for the purpose of solving problems. Innovation, on the other hand, is improving on what was already existing. That is, you are improving on what was already existing in order to make it function better. Invention is bringing it afresh. Innovation is improving on it to make it better and to make it produce better results. And these two dimensions are dimension of wisdom. I believe somebody is moving in that realm. You are the one, say a loud amen. Number five is what I call inspiration reception. The receiving of inspirations is a dimension of wisdom. Inspiration reception. The wisdom of God flows with a lot of inspiration. Inspiration. In Job chapter 32 and in verse 8. Job chapter 32 and in verse 8. He said, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them wisdom or understanding. Wisdom travels with inspiration. You remember Solomon was a man of wisdom. Look at what the Bible said about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 30, as it borders on inspiration. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Chalcol, and Dada. These were people that were notable in their generation. The sons of Mahor. And his fame was in all nations round about. Out of this wisdom, now he spake by inspiration 3,000 proverbs. And his songs were 1,005. 3,000 proverbs. He had electricity of mentality. High frequency understanding. 3,000 proverbs. 1,005 songs. They were coming at a frequency like water. Now, what is very, very essential about this is that this inspiration, whether it is in songs, whether it is in books, in writings, in whichever form, they bring refreshing. They bring healing. They impact change. That's what it is. If the inspiration does not produce any result, it was just intelligence. It was just mere head knowledge. The Bible said that wisdom is justified of our children. Meaning that wisdom has products. The proof of wisdom is that it has offsprings. If it doesn't have results, it wasn't wisdom. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. God gave me such inspiration where I was receiving songs at the frequency of, I don't know, I could receive 5 songs or 10 songs in one day. I mean, it was just flowing like water. Alright? If I heard a music that is without words, I will hear the words inside the music. If I hear the words, I will hear the music that will follow. It was anyhow, if I dreamt in the night, I would be singing in the dream or hearing some people singing in the dream, and I woke up with a song. And so on and so forth. It was so abundant until I had to deliberately relax because the songs were coming and they were not going out and they were not flowing. So it will come to the point where there were songs that will never be sung throughout life. And I felt that was not necessary. It was, we don't have any reward to say that we received 1,000 songs. You understand? Charles Wesley received 6,000 songs. 6,000. That he wrote. He wrote minimum of 6,000 songs. Charles Wesley. I didn't say 60. I didn't say 600. Am I communicating? So the frequency and the wavelength of inspiration that brings refreshing to people is the frequency of wisdom. I prophesy to someone here today, God will connect you to inspiration. Inspiration that will bring hope to people, that will bring change to lives. You believe that? Shout the Lord, amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive inspiration in Jesus' name. Number 6 is ideas connection. Ideas connection. I call it, that is connecting God ideas. God ideas. Divine ideas. Is a department of wisdom. Some of the time, the ideas may not make sense. Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 37. Jacob got certain ideas on how to make the flock of Laban to give birth to a certain kind of offspring. And those ideas produce result. The wisdom of God will bring ideas, instructions, directions that at times may be strange. They needed water in 2 Kings chapter 3 from verse 15. When the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he said, make this valley full of ditches. You won't see rain, you won't see wind yet. This valley shall be filled with water. That was a direction, an idea that came from heaven that was going to answer a question of drought or waterlessness or thirst. And he produced. In John chapter 2 and in verse 6, there were set 6 water pots of stone. Filled the pots with water. What a strange idea. Yet that was the wisdom of God that was necessary for turning the water into wine. These ideas will come in form of revelations, in form of visions, in form of directions. Still small voice. Just random thought that is anointed. And they produce result. Somebody say amen. God. Now, one good thing about the ideas is that these ideas are change producing. If nothing changes by the idea, then it is not wisdom. Change producing. In the story of Jacob we just heard, it produced change in the results that the flock of Laban was producing. Change producing. Water turned to wine. That shows the origin of that idea. Something changed. Believe that someone here is receiving an idea that is going to change something in your life. If you believe that, say loud amen. Department number 7 is excellence delivery. I think that this should be common to all of them. Excellence delivery. In 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 4, when the queen of Sheba came and saw the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, and when she saw the weight of verse 8, the meat of his table, the excellence, the sitting of his servants, the attendance of his ministers, their apparel, his cupbearers, the ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She literally fainted. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceeded the fame that I had. Happy are these thy servants. Daniel chapter 5 verse 14. Describing Daniel, they said, Dan, I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom, or the wisdom that produces excellence, is in you. Excellent wisdom. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and in verse 3. Ecclesiastes and in chapter 2 and in verse 3. He said, I sought in mine heart to give myself. Alright, move on to verse 14. 2 verse 13. I said 2:13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth. If you stop there, it makes sense. Wisdom excels. Wisdom excelleth fully as far as light excelleth darkness. Inside wisdom is passion for excellence. Mediocrity is the twin of stupidity. When people are not using their mind, everything goes. Inside wisdom is the passion for excellence. The spirit of wisdom is one and the same with the spirit of excellence. In Daniel is the spirit of wisdom. In Daniel is the spirit of excellence. Hallelujah. And I don't know which dimension of wisdom you trust God for, but I will go for all of them. I believe that all are one and the same dimension of everything. Solution, provision, leadership, provision, creativity, operation, invention, production, inspiration, reception, ideas, connection, and excellence, delivery. Somebody who has been in the pit before today is rising to the top. Can that amen be loudest? Somebody who is battling with a problem, a situation, a question, the wisdom of God will arrive for you in this season. In this season of wisdom, you will know what to do and the problem shall be solved. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest believers amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. What is my counsel tonight? Number one, discern your need for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, James chapter 1 and in verse 5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. If any man lack wisdom, until you know what you lack, God does not give what you need. Until you know what you lack, God does not give what you need. The admission of ignorance is qualification for insight. You heard what I said? The admission of ignorance is qualification for wisdom, qualification for insight. Until you admit that you don't know, you are not qualified to be taught. Until you admit that you don't know, you are not qualified to be taught. I told you the story some time ago. When we came into Abuja City newly, a man, a pastor who was in town before we came to me. We're talking. I was talking to somebody. And he began to talk and blab. So you say God sent you to Abuja City. Abuja is already saturated. There are so many churches everywhere. They mentioned this church and that church, this church and that church. And the man I was talking to told him, he said, is he talking to you? If he say God sent him, leave him. When that ended, and church started, and God began to help us in little ways, maybe under 6 months, 1 year, the same man arrived. And he said, I can see that God is helping you so much. Can you please tell us the secret of ministry, the secret of church growth? Before I can say one thing, you say, I know you need to pray very well. I know you need to study the word very well. I know this, I know this, I know that, I know that. The same man who was discouraging us initially has now come in the guise of learning. He's trying to teach. By the time he finished talking, I said, you know everything. There is nothing I would have told you that you are not saying. Father, thank you because of all the things he knows. Help him, Lord, in Jesus' name. That was how he left without hearing one word from me. I don't waste instructions. Neither will God waste instructions. Admission of ignorance is qualification for insight. In our place, they say that if your mother's mate's soup is sweeter than your mother's soup, agree. You know, in Africa, all manner of polygamous setting. Are you following what I'm saying here today? He doesn't reduce you. Now, God said to Ezekiel, can these bones live? If it is some people here, you say, Lord, it depends. It depends on which angle you want us to look at it from. Because we can analyze it now and see. Ezekiel said, I cannot tell. How can the one who has all the answer be asking me a question? Answer it yourself, sir. Lord God, thou knowest. It's okay. Since you have agreed that you don't know, let me teach you. The bones can live. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, a lot of people don't show. There are people who have never asked any question of nobody. Do you know I have asked people, colleagues in ministry in time past, say, I hear God clearly, but there are several ways God speaks. What are the ways He speaks to you? In case He may be using that way to talk to me and I'm not aware. I have asked all manner of questions from old, young, middle level. And I'm still asking questions till today by His message. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is not to know and not to know what they don't know. You don't know and you don't know that you don't know. How can you be helped? Archbishop Idausa said, big head with no brain is weight to the neck. You don't know, and you don't know that you don't know. Now the truth is, the more you know, the more you know that you don't know. Anybody who knows anything knows. I talked with my father in the Lord some time ago, and talking on some things, I shared a scripture. He said, I haven't seen this particular scripture before. That was the man who gave his life to Christ when I was 1 year old. Really? One day I did a ministration. He asked for the whole script, the whole outline. The one who taught you still has something to hear from what you said. That is why there is no end to the rise of great men. Because they are not big enough yet to know what they need to know. During our last conference, there were explanations that some of our pastors gave while they were preaching that brought light to me in several areas. Scripture that I have read and I have taught. Praise the Lord. So the first step is to discern your need. Every one of us here, we need wisdom, plenty. Life would have been 1,000 times better if we were wiser. True or false? Discern your need. Number two, take your seat. Discern your need for the wisdom of God. Number two, crave passionately. Crave passionately for the wisdom of God. Crave. Crave. Now I know that I need wisdom. Now I am craving for it. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1. He said, true desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Desire. The man desires. He's craving for wisdom. He separates himself. Like our father in the Lord did one day. Lord, show me the secret of prosperity. 3 days dry fasting. I won't leave this place until I see what is the secret of financial prosperity. True desire. You crave passionately for the wisdom of God. And thirdly, place a demand at the place of prayer for the wisdom of God. At the place of prayer. Why are you here? Not for husband, not for wife. Not for car, not for house. I am here for wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. Why are you here? I am here because there are many things I need to know that I don't know. I need wisdom in household management, ministry management, finance management, relationship management. I think I am very, very bad in maintaining relationships. I am craving for this wisdom. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Paul the apostle said he ceased not to give thanks and making mention of the Ephesians to God in his prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, so that the eyes of your understanding can be enlightened. So wisdom is something you pray for, and you pray for it passionately. First Kings chapter 3, from verse 3 all the way to verse 9, when Solomon offered the sacrifice, and God appeared to him, and God asked him, what do you want? He didn't ask for money, he didn't ask for a car, he didn't ask for a house, he asked for wisdom. Because wisdom is one thing you get, and all the things that others ask for, follow them. When we look at the dividends of wisdom, we shall see them. It's one thing you can get, and everything follows. I tell you a story and I close with that. A man, very wealthy man, he had children that were not very reliable according to his own estimation. And he had a slave, very reliable slave. He wrote a will that when he dies, all his children should pick any property they want. You like this house? Pick it. You like this one? Pick this. Then the whole of the rest of his estate, that slave, that obedient slave, should manage it, because he can trust him with his resources. So when the man died, what will you take? I pick this house. What will you take? I pick this farm. What will you take? I pick this factory. They picked everything. And then the other young man was so wise. What will you pick? I pick the slave. Because the slave is my father's property too. I pick the slave. What is the meaning? Everything that the slave picks is under me. So the slave will manage it for me. If I'm not wise enough to control it, the slave is wise enough to control it, and he is under me. That slave is like wisdom. If you pick wisdom, you don't need to struggle for something else. Stand up on your feet. If you pick the wisdom of God, let those picking cars pick cars. Let them pick houses. Let them pick the life of their enemies. But God said to Solomon, what are you picking? Wisdom. Really? You have picked wisdom? Then I am giving to you any other thing you have not asked. Houses, property, riches, long life, the life of your enemies, so that there will be no king that is like you before you or after you. Because you are wise enough to pick what is controlling every other thing. Pick it. And you will never be the same. Bishop Oyedepo said, before he stepped into ministry, God said, I don't want you to run into ministry like every other person ran. I want hands to be laid on you for wisdom. Wisdom. Before he ever started ministry. How will I go about it? Say, my servant Pastor Oyedepo will lay hands on you for wisdom. And that was done September 1981. And it was released on the wings of that wisdom. And today, the wisdom shows. One ministry running two universities effortlessly without ASUU strike. Most state governments are struggling with one university. They can build more if they wanted, but just other things. Because the wisdom of God was released. That wisdom is upon you right now. Lift up your hands and we're going to pray four prayers tonight. Very, very sharp. Prayer number one is the prayer of appreciation for the word of God you received tonight. Lift your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word,
for your word
to me
tonight.
In the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
I thank you,
I thank you
for your word,
to
me
tonight.
Be glorified and be honored, Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth and pray. Ite baba ya gaya la hazadi. Zadi di le pere di gaya da da da. Iko kozaladi kele mega ya la da. Ita sadi kebo la gara da di se. Let us say pere di gaya da gaga da 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 da. Zala baro de gaya da 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 hazadi. Le pere di sunima la gadora kele gaga da da. Let us say parana gela taraniga gaya la lo. Zora de gaya la la hazadi. Hazadi de le pere di ala da gaga da da. Let Rina Gagaya la 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 Zaradia la 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 Hosadi Le Paradaya da 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 In Jesus' precious name. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. He said, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. Father, I make demands on the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom tonight, so I can flow in the wings of solution provision. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
on the baptism
of the Spirit
of wisdom
today
for
existence
as a solution
provider,
leadership
provider,
creativity,
operation,
production
of invention
to
exist
with
inspiration
and
divine ideas
and
the spirit of
excellence.
Father,
I receive
that
baptism
today
in the
name of Jesus.
Open your
mouth and
pray.
Pray. In Jesus' name, the wisdom of God will bring answer to your question. It will bring solution to your problem. Psalm 112 verse 4, it said, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Father, let light arise in this month of wisdom. Let every dark corner of my life be lighted.
The meaning is, let every mystery around my life be exposed. Even tonight, lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that there will rise, there will arise light in my darkness in this month of wisdom. Let every mystery around my life be exposed and dissolved. I connect with solution, provision. I connect with answers to every question around my life. Now, open your mouth and pray. Let the sea roda the later penny gagadaruz. Lora Padi Gazani, Lea Baranagada. Let the separate Dila Gagalalu, Nagalega de Galagadi Gagagadi Gagadi Ragadi Galagadi Galagadi Gagadi Gagadi Ragadi Galagadi Galagadi Gagadi 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 Reto separate sina gagada la 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 la. Let tatana gagada la la. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Overnight tonight, there will be diverse encounters that will unveil mysteries, encounters that will bring solution, encounters that will bring answers. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen? There shall be high frequency divine inspiration, divine ideas, ideas that will turn some people into billionaires, ideas that will cause you to change the whole of your world and change the whole of your community is coming overnight. So shall it be. Tomorrow we are at the FCT Sports Complex / Old Parade Ground. Give the Lord the praise by 5 p.m. and the subject is divine visitation. We are trusting the Lord for his visitation. Isaiah chapter 64 and in verse 1. Isaiah 64 verse 1, he said, oh, that thou would tear the heaven. Tear the heaven. So that you can step down into Nigeria. Let the mountain of terrorism turn into water. Let the mountain flow. Let the mountains flow. Let banditry flow into water. Let the mountains of kidnapping flow into water. But we are asking, Lord, tear the heavens and step down into Nigeria. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will rend the heavens, tear the heavens, and step into Nigeria. Let every mountain of terrorism, of kidnapping, of banditry, every mountain of religious war, every mountain of the bond woman, every mountain of the Antichrist, every mountain of bad leadership, of insecurity, political instability. Father, let every mountain flow, melt like water now. Open your mouth and pray. Tear the heaven. 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 Le paranagaya la 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 la. Zera badagaya de gagada da da da. Tear the heaven. Tear the heaven. Tear the heaven. Iko balaya dere tesedida. Tear the heaven. Zina gaya di da la la. Reto sepere di da 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 da. Tear the heaven. Tear the heaven. Tear the heaven. In Jesus' precious name, when God wants to move the enemy also tries to move. When Moses dropped his rod, the magicians dropped their rod. But the only difference was that the rod of Moses swallowed the rod of the magicians. Rod, the past rod. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we decree
the
frustration of every satanic conspiracy
against
the national
healing
and deliverance
crusade
starting tomorrow.
Every
conspiracy
of the occult.
You say, in gathering they shall gather, but not by me. As many as gather together against you, they shall fall for your sake. Say, every conspiracy
of
the occult,
every conspiracy
of witchcraft,
every
conspiracy
of
the bond woman,
every
conspiracy
of
the powers
of
the air,
every
conspiracy
of
the powers
of
the waters,
every
conspiracy
of
the
powers
on
the land,
every
conspiracy
of
established
authority
against
the move of God.
God,
in Nigeria,
tomorrow,
and
beyond.
Today,
we
decree
you
conspiracy.
Scatter!
Scatter!
Now!
Open your mouth up. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. Appreciate Him for answer to prayers. And lift your hands and receive an impartation within the next 3 to 5 minutes from the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom. Your eyes will be open, minds will be open, hearts will be open, visitations in the dream of the night, and complete turnaround. Lift your hands in the worship.
hands everywhere you are. That's right. That's your hands everywhere you are. Shakoko baga da gada da. Shakoko baga da gada da. Shatola la. Fresh inspiration, fresh ideas, solution, answers, unraveling of mysteries, understanding. The challenge behind your challenge and how it can be solved. Fresh ideas, innovation, invention. The wisdom of God. Are you ready? Lift your hands. Father, let it flow. Let the limitation be broken. Mental blockage. The spirit of imbecility. Adult attention deficit disorder, every form of mental condition, depression, mania, manic depressive illness, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, everything that is in that category, your tenure expires right now. Lift your hands and at the count of five, place your hand on your head and scream, I receive. That is the wisdom of God for you. Father, let that wisdom flow. Let that fresh wisdom flow. Fresh fire flow, fresh grace flow, fresh oil flow, fresh wisdom flow. The spirit of wisdom, innovation, inventiveness, unraveling of mysteries. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive. I
Jesus Christ. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Something just happened to you tonight, and you know something happened. Anywhere you are tonight, the first thing we have to do is to surrender our lives to Jesus. You know you need Jesus in your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Quickly carry your Bibles, carry your bags. You're saying, Pastor, I want to be forgiven. While we are doing that, we'll take our communion position. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward. I'll give you the count of seven. I want to be saved. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Rush to the front quickly. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
Give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take.
Every moment I'm away. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody is to
you, Lord. I give you my heart. Give you my soul.
Seated, and you are in need of rededication to Jesus, pick your Bibles and bags and join us as well. It's a lifestyle that you are battling with, something you are not happy with, a way you are living you are not happy with, and you want Jesus to help you overcome that lifestyle. Quickly come forward. Drunkenness, alcoholism, masturbation, lesbianism, lying, cheating, duping, fraud. Quickly step forward and let us pray for you. Those of you all in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. I receive your help and your mercy and your grace to live for you, to do your will. Give me the grace to live for you, to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. Help from above. Mercy from above, grace from above, be released for you. I call it done in Jesus' name.